Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
My life matters.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another remote edition of Soundcheck, our live performance interview series. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we take you to North Carolina and the studio of the Hamiltones. This vocal trio started out as the backing singers for the Grammy-winning R&B singer Anthony Hamilton, hence the name Hamiltones. But they've gone on to develop their own sound, first through a series of homemade viral videos, and now through a set of recordings. Their new album is called 1964, and it is a collection of songs and stories that reflect the Black American experience. The members of the Hamiltones are 2E, that's number 2, letter E, Jay Vito, and Tony Lillo. They all sing, and Tony also plays guitar, and together they'll do some unplugged versions of songs from the new record. This first one's called The Warning.
Black boy, don't mess around on the wrong side of town. They try to gun you down the first chance they catch you now.
Black girl, don't be no fool. Tighten up and stay in school. Live like a lady do, and they gon' respect you.
I know you're wondering about what I say, but you'll never know what happened these days.
And I'm sure Big Floyd didn't know keep it down. Yeah. Face to the pavement, making it sound like
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I can't breathe.
Please, officer,
get up off of me. I just wanna warn all of the youngins to look out for the bad ones out here wearing blue.
Well, lose, cause around here there ain't strange fruit.
And brown girl, watch what you do. They don't care, they'll hurt you too.
In plain sight, they'll hide the truth. In cold blood, they're killing you.
In plain sight, they'll hide the truth. In cold blood, they'll kill you too.
If you don't want pain, best hear what I say.
If Aubrey were here, he'd tell you the same.
A flame in the
and they are some liars if they can't hear me saying
I can't breathe.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. Please, officer, get up off of me.
Yeah.
I just wanna warn all of the youngins to look out for the bad ones out here.
Can you hear me saying I can't breathe? I can't breathe.
Please, officer, get up off of me. I just want to warn all other youngins to look out for the bad ones out here wearing blue.
That's the Hamiltones, live in North Carolina with a song called The Warning, which is on their new album called 1964, and the members of the band, Jay Vito, 2E, Tony Lillo. Vito, that performance of The Warning, and of course it's a different version from what people get on the album where it's a full band sound, but people have grown to love the three-part vocal harmonies that you guys do. In this song, it's very spare. It's like each of you takes, you know, there's very little of that. It's mostly one voice passing on after another. Is that because of the subject matter of the song?
Well, you know, we all could touch on the subject in different ways. I think we all just kind of decided, you know, it's so many songs that we all sing together. so many times. So we kind of just, you know, say, you know, this song very well fits you. I think you should sing this one. I think it was the warning, for instance, when we were in the studio about it. Tui and Keith Mack, the two head producers of this project, kind of was like, you know, I think you and Lilo should really go back and forth on this thing. It's like a kind of like a preaching vibe. So he was like, I think y'all should go back and forth on it.
Yeah.
We do kind of formulate things from like a sonic point of view, like some certain voices or certain feels work with certain lines or certain songs. Yeah.
And this song, you've got, you know, a couple of guests in the recorded version on the album. Now, I said the album name is 1964, but, you know, when you look at the album, it says 1964. What do you guys say?
1964.
Okay. Okay, good. And what is the importance? What's the reference being made to that year, Tui?
1964 was the year that the Civil Rights Act was signed. And you fast forward to today, you know, things are pretty much the same. You know, we're dealing with those same civil and social and things like that. Those, all of those issues are still present and happening, like the Civil Rights Act never even happened, you know.
And so it's not just a collection of songs. There are these kind of interstitial pieces, kind of, you know, we get to hear the voice, Vito, we get to hear the voice of the late Congressman John Lewis and the writer James Baldwin and the great singer Nina Simone. So tell us a little bit about how those decisions were made and how you decided to construct this album.
That's Keith Mack and Tui. Those are those two geniuses. Like I said, the two head hunters, the two head producers of this project, which the reason why I keep saying the two head producers of this project, because this initially was supposed to be a Juneteenth song. And Lilo suggested that, and Tui was like, why don't we do a whole project kind of, you know, speaking to now? And that's how you kind of got 1964. So Keith and Tui kind of put that musical background in those inserts, man. And they were great. And I learned that later.
Yeah.
I really learned that later. Like, I learned that, like, after the album came out. I was like, yo, who did this? They was like, oh, yeah, that was me. Oh, that was Tui. And I was like, what? That is dope. I mean, it's not like that. I don't expect that from them, but those guys are very talented.
But through it all, I never became bitter or hostile. And today, all this many years later, I don't have any hate or ill feeling toward any of the people that beat us, had us arrested, and jailed us. The people who threw the bomb or fired the shots. I still believe in a society where we can live together as brothers and sisters.
All right, Tui, after this John Lewis track, it goes directly into Celebrate, which is the song you guys are going to do for us next. This, you know, if you look at the album as kind of an arc, Celebrate is sort of like the keystone, you know? It seems it's the centerpiece of that arc. Was that an intentional, you know, an intentional choice that you made?
Well, the way, you know, that we wanted to build the album or formulate the album was to almost be like a picture in motion, you know, for lack of better phrases, you know, a moving type of thing where we start you off kind of in a low point, and then at the end we want to come together and celebrate. So we want to give you the warning, we want to give you the message to America, then we want to follow that with Imagine, you know, being happy, and then you go all the way to Nat Turner, and then Celebrate.
Right.
So we really want to kind of paint a picture of starting low and ending on a high.
So it wasn't just a collection of songs. You had a kind of a map that you wanted to take, a journey you wanted to take listeners on with this record.
Yeah. One of my friends was talking the other day, and he was like, man, he was like, he had to ask me, because it was in the time of like me actually driving down to meet the guys to record for this. And I was there one day, and I had just been sitting there, and he said, I was like sad. I don't even remember being this way. He was like, I was sad. He was like, man, what's wrong with you, man? He was like, I was like, this project, man, like, it's really deep. And then I played the songs for him, but this was before the inserts. And I played it for him, and he was like, this is going to be nice. And then once we put everything in, it was like, oh.
But Tui, it does seem like you guys had, you know, for all that it was on the fly, it does seem like you guys had something in mind. You know, you had a story you wanted to tell, right?
Yeah, definitely had a story we wanted to tell, but it was still an on-the-fly type of thing where things just kind of fell in place and it just happened like that. It wasn't like we sat down and said, let's start at a low point and make it end on a high point. That's just how the songs just kind of came out.
All right. Well, let's get to the next song. Celebrate is the name of it. You'll find a version of it on the new album called 1964 by the Hamiltones. But the three of them, Jay Vito, Tui, and Tony Lillo on guitar, are in the studio. So let's hear this version of Celebrate.
Here we go. Proud, yeah, yeah, and I won't let nobody out there hold me down. No, no,
cause I can be what I wanna be.
Oh, yeah,
cause I'm the one that away from me.
Oh, yeah,
so raise them higher than you believe.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
You and I can reach our destiny. Destiny,
celebrate on Juneteenth on every day. It's your independence, you proud all year long. Just February. If you really mean to celebrate, you and me and everybody here to make a difference, and we all will soon see a brighter day. What a beautiful
remember
feeling.
Remember the time now,
yeah,
when we couldn't pick a seat inside, no, and I remember the day. All right, when we were shackled by slavery. Well, now, but not now and not no more, no,
ah,
no.
Cause
no.
I can be what I wanna be.
Just as long as I believe.
Yeah.
I got the power inside of me. Shine a light so the world can see.
So the world can see.
Celebrate on Juneteenth on every day.
That's Celebrate, another live performance by the Hamiltones, the North Carolina trio with a fine new album out called 1964, a collection of songs and voices from people like Congressman John Lewis and Nina Simone. There's a piece, Tui, called Nat Turner, and I think you mentioned him before, in which... Obviously, we don't have a recording of Nat Turner from the 19th century, but he's an important figure in this story that you guys are telling, right?
Yes, a very important person. Really, just the whole out of all the people that we chose are all, I guess, unsung heroes of the movement.
So it was interesting to hear both you and Vito saying before that this project was kind of on the fly and it just kind of came together. You guys, as the Hamiltones, it seems like that was also something that just, you know, there wasn't some grand scheme, some master plan. It was just something that happened. Is that am I misreading the situation, or is that really how the three of you got together?
It was definitely it just happened to happen. We knew people that knew the same people. You know, we were all singing at an open mic spot in Charlotte, back before any of us was singing with Anthony, and the keyboard player there, or the MD for the open mic, was also the MD for Anthony Hamilton, who we all knew. And, you know, he kind of pulled us in at different times, and next thing you know, the Hamiltones, a couple of viral things, you know, you got the Hamiltones. But like you said, nothing planned, nothing orchestrated, just an organic thing that's still growing.
Right. And it started, as you say, with the viral thing of you guys singing Drake's Hotline Bling, which is a pretty sophisticated arrangement for something that happened on the fly. I mean, Vito, you guys must have been doing that backstage, you know, as you were touring around, right?
Everybody does it. Everybody, at some point, you know, at least where I come from, just get around and just sing stuff or make up songs. And me coming from the church, that's literally what happened. And that song, I don't know, just being silly and heard it that way. And I sang it to Tui, and Tui was like, "That's funny. That's funny. We should record that." He always, everything. We should record that. We should record that. We should record that. And LeVan Anderson, a native of DC, actually was smart enough to grab his camera and grab all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and a lot has happened since then. You guys put out a bunch of recordings and a lot of touring. Last week on this show, we had Ry Cooter and Joaquin Cooter doing some live performances for us. And you guys...
Hey, that's fellas. That's family.
Wow. Family. For real.
Now, you guys toured with Ry, right? You guys went all over the place with him. That must have been...
All over the place. Awesome experience. An awesome experience to travel, but... And awesomer, if I can say that, awesomer experience to be on the road with a legend. Like, a lot of people in our community, to, you know, just to be honest, and me and Vito's, you know, community, we didn't know who Ry Cooter was.
Black people, in other words.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
for us, to have the honor of being a part of that and then doing the history and really knowing who he was, man, that was just awesome to be able to say that we got to experience that. Cause like I said, that's not a common thing.
Right.
So it was awesome, totally awesome to see a whole different side of music, mm-hmm. a side that we would never intentionally venture into. You know, a lot of times we run across songs, but it's not something that we would intentionally listen to. So that was pretty cool to be a part of that.
Tui, it's interesting you use the word history, because in the song that you guys are going to do next, Message to America, there's a couple of, first of all, on the record, you make it sound like a historic recording. You know, it's got that kind of surface, that snap, crackle, pop, which obviously you guys added. did you want this to sound like kind of an historic artifact from the time of Curtis Mayfield and Marvin Gaye and that sort of socially conscious soul music of decades ago?
Definitely.
Yes.
You had your Marvin Gaye's, you had Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, So many people you can speak of. Like I just started a record collection recently, and you know, like these guys were making this kind of music way before, you know. And I think we can't, the world, us as the world, and as a world of singers and musicians, that, you know, we got away from dropping that kind of music because people didn't want to hear that, you know. And I think the times kind of call for it, and it did. But when you listen to The Message to America, I'm gonna take it even further. Like it goes to, when you listen to that song, it was definitely molded after like 1950s, 60s gospel quartet music. So when you go back and you listen to the Blind Boys of Alabama, the Blind Boys of Mississippi, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Pilgrim Jubilees, there's so many groups that had that vintage sound, that had that vintage swagger that we take a liking to. And I think we were able to model that song and sculpt it after that, inspired by, you know, those times. And it was easy to make it feel that way.
Well, the song is called Message to America, and obviously we'll hear it without the added surface noise in this performance there in the studio in North Carolina. The three members of the Hamiltones playing some of the songs from their album 1964 for us. Let's hear Message to America.
I don't want no favors. I just want what is right. And please excuse my anger, but this happens all the time. They tell us to be patient. You are next in line. But in the midst of that, there's scenes of my people dying. And how can you sleep and be unbothered when you see tragedy on the news? You might show compassion, understanding, if you try. And what would you do if this life was given to you? And how would you sue if you had to live like we do?
Message to America, the name of the song, live performance in their North Carolina studio from the trio known as the Hamiltones, Jay Vito, Tony Lillo, Tui, and the album is called 1964. It is, as Tui was saying before, you know, not just a collection of songs, but a kind of a story that you've told, Tui, over a period of songs and these kind of spoken word inserts. What are you up to next? Have you already started thinking, since you can't tour, have you already started thinking about what the next project might be?
We have actually been, you know, in talks of the next step, and hopefully somewhere around the top of the year. So, yeah.
Okay.
And we can get back to hitting the road a little bit more.
Oh, that's
not a lot. Not a lot. I'm cool with the with being safe, but you know, just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little something.
Well, I would love the opportunity to do this with you guys again properly, face to face in our studio in New York.
Yes.
Let's hope that happens sooner rather than later, but in the meantime, guys, thank you so much for performing for us today, and congratulations on 1964.
Thank you, man.
Watch the videos of the Hamiltones' performances for us today on our YouTube channel or at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer Karen Havlick, our video editor is David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer.